Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study the theme, how to interpret Scripture. Lesson 4, the Bible. The authoritative source of our theology. Wednesday, reason. God created us with reason. Thank you, O Lord, that you have given us reason. But the Bible tells us, do not think that reason alone is the highest point you can reach. Reason can lead you astray. In Proverbs, a collection of wisdom written by Solomon, who collected all these Proverbs, in chapter 9, verse 10, we read, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom." It's the beginning. So it's the basis. There you start. And if you do not have this fear of the Lord in the beginning, there will be no beginning of wisdom. And then, the knowledge of the holy is understanding. There's the Holy Ghost, and it wants to cooperate with our mind. And if they are in harmony, cooperating in harmony, we will grow continually. We'll go up and up and up and up. There were times in history, there's even a century called the century of reason. And in this area, in this time span, many new ideas came up, some very good and some very bad. And what's not so good about this period is that human people thought, well, our mind is the highest ideal for everything. It is not. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. There's something higher than that, what we can reason here on earth. God gave it to us, did we use it, but not putting it there as a God. So therefore the idea, do not trust your reason alone, but work together, cooperate with God's mind. Holy Ghost. The more we study the Bible, the more we think about God's ideas, what He has in mind. So imagine thinking in a way as God thinks. We can use this source, and it will help us growing. He is the Most High in wisdom and everything. And this is a source for wisdom. So therefore the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. There it starts. If you go into this direction, you will climb higher and higher and higher and higher. There is no end for that. In all eternity, there is no end for that. We will climb higher and higher, and we will fall deeper and deeper if we do not value the wisdom of the Lord. Then we are in trouble. Be sure about that. So when you think of your troubles of the past, what could you do better in the future? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.